This is regional news coverage from the KBI Newsroom. I'm James Parham. Missouri House Speaker Tim Jones has formed a committee to investigate the release of the state's concealed carry holders list and the scanning and storage of source documents of concealed carry and driver's license applicants. Jones says the committee is necessary because of the lack of cooperation by the Nixon administration as other legislative committees have sought answers into what happened.
We wanted to know if the database existed. The governor denied that it existed. Further information was that it did exist. And so there's just been a repeated pattern of contradictory statements and inability to completely give us full answers.
Jones says the committee will include both Democrats and Republicans from the legislature and from law enforcement agencies. He adds that the committee will release a final report by September 1st, which will include proposed legislation designed to prevent any further release of citizens' private information. Missouri officials are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the groundbreaking for the current state capitol. Dirt was first turned in 1913 at a ceremony held in Jefferson City for the start of the construction of the Capitol building. The current building replaced one that burned in February of 1911 after lightning struck its dome. The cornerstone was laid in 1915 for the current Capitol. The first government offices moved into the structure in 1917, and the building was dedicated 7 years later in 1924. Governor Jay Nixon, Senate Majority Leader Ron Richard, and House Speaker Tim Jones attended today's ceremony, praising the Capitol's design and appearance. Missouri lawmakers have until Friday to finalize the state's roughly $25 billion operating budget. The House and the Senate each passed their own budget and must now hammer out an agreement on the spending plan that will take effect July 1st. Budget negotiators delayed formal talks scheduled for today until tomorrow. The House and Senate must reconcile differences on higher education funding and current cuts made to the state agencies over concerns about the new driver's license procedures. One item not in the House nor Senate's current budget proposals so far this week is Governor Jay Nixon's plan to draw down nearly $1 billion from the federal government to expand Medicaid coverage for about 260,000 adults. The leader of the Missouri House says an attempt to access a secure website listing Missouri's concealed gun permit holders was a part of an investigation into whether the state had appropriately shielded the information. In an interview with the Associated Press, House Speaker Tim Jones declined today to identify the person who tried to access the information last Thursday. Governor Jay Nixon's administration revealed last week that someone using a House computer address repeatedly tried to access the site. It says those attempts were unauthorized because information on concealed gun permit holders can only be shared with law enforcement. The information was posted online for a federal fraud investigator who testified last week that he opted not to download the information. For KBI News, I'm James Parham.